I have the pleasure of introducing Apoorv Soni. He's a third-year MD PhD student at UMass Medical School. His clinical interest is in pediatrics, and his research interest is in global health, biostats, and epidemiology methods, community-based participatory research, and program implementation. Currently, he's working on mental health assessments among women of reproductive age in rural India, maternal and child health research in rural India, and improving outcomes after road traffic accidents. So please welcome Apoorv. Thank you.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Apoorv Soni. I'm an MD PhD candidate, and it's a unique privilege to be present in front of you to discuss common mental disorders and suicidal ideation among women of reproductive age in rural India. I don't have any relationships to disclose. A quick background on common mental disorders. Common mental disorder is a constellation term that encompasses depression, anxiety, mood, and other mood-related non-psychotic disorders. WHO has ranked unipolar depression as number one cause of disease burden among women of reproductive age, especially in low and middle income countries. Despite that, only 10% of the studies that examine the role of common mental disorders on overall health and health behavior has been conducted in low and middle income countries. In India specifically, a review of previous studies of common mental disorder or depression have reported a prevalence that ranged from 18% to 40%. However, there is limited data that's available from the rural settings. This is important because in India, from previous studies, we know that female gender, rural residents, and age between 18 to 30 years are strong risk factors for depression as well as suicidal ideation. The total number of suicides per year in India at 170,000 is more than all of high-income countries combined at 140,000. We know that access to treatment for common mental disorders has been proven to significantly reduce suicidal behaviors. However, early identification of common mental disorders remains one of the primary barriers to reducing suicidal behaviors. With that background, I just wanted to orient everyone to the setting in which the study was conducted and the data was collected. Data was collected in 2011 in western part of India. So in the inlet map, you can see highlighted in red is the state of Gujarat where the study took place. And here is the district, the region in which the study was conducted. It's located in central Gujarat. To provide some context for the way communities are structured in this area, most of them are rural-based communities that live in a village, and typically a gate like this marks off the entrance to a village. Inside the village, there are constellations of community based by occupation as well as caste. Here we have a picture of a Potter community and a Potter family living in a part of the village. However, outside of this gated part of the area of the village that we are from here on going to refer to as nucleus part of the village, there is periphery, referred to as Simbistar in the local language, that literally translates to peripheral area, where lower caste population and service caste reside. Here there is a picture of dairy and poultry farmers living outside of the gated areas. The objectives of this particular talk today is to describe the prevalence of common mental disorder and suicidal ideation among women of reproductive age, that is 18 to 45 years of age in India, and identify the factors that are associated with both of those domains. The data comes from a broader cross-sectional survey that was conducted collaboratively by Boston University investigators and Charitar Arogya Mandal, which is a charitable trust located in rural Gujarat, India. In over a 30-minute survey, research coordinators assessed information about physical health status using SF-12, mental health status using SRQ-20, which is an instrument developed by WHO for use of screening for common mental disorder in low and middle income country, and then other data such as demographic information, family composition, and access to healthcare. Our sample size was 700 women, which was recruited partially from the outpatient clinics at the collaborating institution CAM and half of them were recruited by house-to-house survey in the villages, and we made an effort to interview residents of both Nucleus Village and as well as the periphery. The surveys were conducted by trained interviewers in a standardized manner, and here you see a picture of one of the interviewer conducting a survey in the periphery part of one of the village. And this is a picture of the training session through which the five research coordinators learned how to conduct the survey in a standardized manner. To describe the population that was surveyed, across the three different age categories described here, our population was evenly distributed. Education, about majority of the respondents, 64% of them, had education levels at or below secondary level, which is grade 10 or below. Most of them were married. Household income per capita in terms of US dollars, we had 65% of them were below World Bank's poverty level, which is defined as $1.25 per person per day. And when we assessed health status using the question 1 of SF12, majority of them reported good or above, a good or better health status. So to answer some of the objectives, the prevalence of common mental disorder and suicidal ideation. So again, using the SRK20, we screened for common mental disorder, and using the previous data from validation studies in nearby location called Mumbai, we identified positive screening as responding to 8 or more questions out of the SRK20 questions. And suicidal ideation was assessed using question 17 of SRK20, which simply asked, has the thought of ending your life been on your mind for the past 30 days? So prevalence of common mental disorders was 1 in 4 women screened positive for common mental disorders, and across the three different locations where they were surveyed, there was no significant difference. Interestingly, more than 95% of those who screened positive for common mental disorder had at least one healthcare visit in their previous year. Of those, 82% of them had not been diagnosed by depression before. When we looked at suicidal ideation, 1 in 10 responded positive to having endorsed suicidal thoughts in the past 30 days. And again, we looked at the 95% confidence level across the three different locations, and there was no significant difference. One of the interesting findings that we came across was that, contrary to our expectations, about half of them that endorsed suicidal ideations did not screen positive for common mental disorder. So to answer that, we would get into more of the associated factors with common mental disorder and suicidal ideation. So perhaps unexpectedly, health status and stress in life were very closely related with screening positive for common mental disorder, where if you were in excellent health status and did not report any stress, not at all stress in life, then you were very less likely to screen positive for common mental disorder. Going back to the paradoxical finding for suicidal ideation, when we did subgroup analysis stratifying the women who endorsed suicidal ideation by their common mental disorder status, we realized that those that endorsed suicidal ideation but screened negative for common mental disorders were, on average, younger, as denoted by the blue and red bars. They reported lower level of stress, reported to be in better health status, did not report any food insecurity, and did not report having recurrent thoughts after traumatic events. Also, when we asked them about whether or not they currently suffer from musculoskeletal pain, which in particularly low and middle income countries is often correlated with common mental disorders, many of them did not report having musculoskeletal pain. Those that screened negative for common mental disorder but endorsed suicidal ideation. So clearly there are two different cohorts that endorsed suicidal ideation. And in fact, when we did the associations, none of the independent variables that were associated, that we measured at least, were associated with the second cohort. Looking at the multivariable analysis, after we adjusted for age, income, marital status, recurrent thoughts after traumatic event, and current chronic conditions such as anemia, hypertension, and chronic allergies, we found that having less than secondary education was associated with a twofold increase in odds of screening positive for a common mental disorder, having food insecurity, which was measured as whether or not the respondents skipped one or more meal in the past 7 days due to lack of money. That was associated with a fivefold increase, and current musculoskeletal pain was associated with a 12-fold increase in screening positive for common mental disorder. The other findings, because we collected a lot of healthcare-related factors, we found that screening positive for common mental disorders, after we adjusted for chronic conditions, including musculoskeletal pain, after we adjusted for age, education, marital status, and income, there was an 8-fold increase of reporting health status as fair or poor, in contrast to reporting good or better. Also, when we asked the respondents, from your monthly income, what percentage of your monthly income was spent on healthcare, screening positive was associated with a 2-fold increase in the odds of reporting more than 25% of family income being spent on healthcare after adjusting for health status. So our study does have limited by the cross-sectional study design. We do not know whether these associated factors are a product or a cause of common mental disorder. SRQ-20 was not validated in this particular population, but we feel confident using the 7 to 8 cutoff given the previous studies and given that it was validated in Mumbai, which is fairly close geographically to the location of the study. The assessment of health status, suicidal ideation, and disease status was based on a single item question, and therefore there is possibility of information bias. But we feel, given the associations, we feel confident in saying that there is a high burden of undiagnosed common mental disorders that needs to be explored further. Perhaps the biggest strength of our study is that it was conducted in a rural population among women of reproductive age, a population that has not been studied in great detail. And we also assess health-related confounders. So again, to summarize the gist of the talk, 1 in 4 women of reproductive age in rural India screened positive for common mental disorder, and 1 in 10 of them endorsed suicidal ideation. However, we don't fully understand the population that endorses suicidal ideation. Perhaps there are social factors such as female autonomy, domestic violence, partner and family contact and support that may help explain the second group that endorses suicidal ideation without underlying common mental disorder. We know that screening positive for common mental disorders is associated with increased likelihood of reporting poor health status and spending more money on healthcare. The significance of this data, we hope, is that it can highlight the importance of using SRQ-20, which can be conducted in 2 or 3 minutes, and for its ability to identify common mental disorder and suicidal ideation, particularly in a backdrop of a community where mental health providers and psychiatrists are scarce. However, before it could be widely employed, further studies and validations of the tools are needed. Thank you for your attention. I wanted to acknowledge all of the authors that have been working on this data set, and if you have questions. That time is going away. Any questions? Yes. So, as I mentioned before, the prevalence range from 18 to 40. In a study from another rural part of India, in a community from northeast part of India, they reported, again, using a women of reproductive age, they reported a prevalence of 32%, so significantly high.
Did you see any variation among age groups?
In our study? No. There wasn't, and again, we categorized the age groups, and even when we looked at it as a continuous variable, we did not see a trend.